And it is 1:33. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Brain. We're breaking into our programming and bringing you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. We heard at yesterday's briefing the state saw 572 new cases for a total of 28,939. Now we go live to the governor speaking from the state capitol.
Coach Kendra Maynor for sending this beautiful mass today. This last weekend, I had the occasion to go into rural Conway County, and I visited the farmer's market there. It was a small farmer's market, but as I went in there, of course, I had my mask on, but it was really good to see everyone behind the counter had their mask on. Most of the customers had their mask on. If they didn't, they were socially distanced. And so it was really good to see that in rural Arkansas and paying attention to our encouragement, admonition to wear masks. And I wanted to take a moment to reflect on our state strategy on fighting coronavirus. Through our work with the Department of Health, we've developed a strategy that involves the Department of Health of testing, tracing, and isolation of those that are positive and those that have been in contact with that. That strategy is being implemented very vigorously by the Department of Health. The other strategy is the individual responsibility of social distancing and wearing masks. These are all critical elements that feed in together to have a comprehensive state strategy on reducing the spread and making sure, as our goal is, that we can accomplish our goal. And our goal is to save lives, reduce the burden on hospitals, and allow movement of people for commerce, education, and quality of life. That's a simple objective we have as we implement that strategy. But one of the key elements to be successful in that strategy is testing. And I really applaud the Department of Health and the personnel there for continuing to increase their capacity on testing. And let's look at how we're doing on testing in Arkansas. So we're going to reverse our order just a little bit. If we go to the first slide, this shows the testing by facility. And as you can see, we've had in the last 24 hours, 6,563 tests. Now, of those, of course, red is the commercial labs. And you can see how that has varied in the last 2 weeks. The white is the Department of Health lab, and you can see how that has increased through their own intensive effort. We've got to continue that independent strategy that we have, as well as hoping for a national strategy and support for our commercial labs, because that level of testing is critical for us as we go into the fall, as we look for continued activities in the state. Here we have 1,800 tests by the Department of Health, which is the largest number that they have done in a 24-hour period, with 4,200 from the commercial labs and some from UAMS as well. And related to that, I want to applaud our federal delegation that has written the Vice President a letter in regard asking for support for expanding testing capacity in our commercial labs. And we'd be glad to provide a copy of that, but it was signed by all six members of our federal delegation. It was released, I believe, by Congressman Hill, and it describes the challenge that's faced by states like Arkansas, but other states, in expanding testing capacity, but the slow response coming from our commercial labs. It's something that we want to continue to work on, and I very much appreciate their writing the Vice President and reinforcing the message that I've had for a national strategy and plan in regard to that testing. Let's go to the cases. Yesterday we had 28,939 cases, and today we have an additional 794 cases. That brings us to 29,733 cases. Hospitalizations increased by 6 to 445. We have 8 additional deaths, brings us to 331 deaths. If you break that down by counties in terms of new cases, Pulaski County had the highest rate of growth with 111 cases. Washington County had 68. Sebastian County had 52. Pope County had 41. Johnson, 37. Benton County, 36. Craighead, 29. And the rest were less than 20. I think I left out Faulkner County that had 24. And then if you go to the next slide, you'll see the cumulative number of tests that we've done, which is 75,000 through the month. So we've got some tests to make up over the latter part of the month. If you'll go to the next slide, we'll see the percent positivity in our test, which is hanging in there about the same level. Well, just the day before, we obviously had some bad days of positivity that has now come down some. And the next one shows the 7-day rolling average of positive tests in the state, and it got above 10% in the rolling average. That will be coming down, but that's something that we'd like to be able to do more testing to be able to get a better flavor for the state, a better radar system to know where we need to do our isolation and tracing. And then we want to take a look at, this is the number of new cases. We're going backwards here. Let's go forward if we can to see if we can find the, keep going, that's not it. This is the number of hospitalized patients in Arkansas. You can see we're right at about 450, and we continue to watch that. The next slide would be the seven, and this is something I want to spend just a moment on. This is our multicolored slide, but it looks at each of the regions of our state and see where we're going and what the trend line is. And so the orange one, which is the one that gets to the peak up here, was the Northwest region. And you can see since it reached its peak in the Northwest region that it has made some serious progress on the downward path. That's a good success story. We've got more work to do in Washington County, but Benton County particularly and the other counties in that region have really been on the downward trend. You look at the next one, which let's just take the yellow one there, which is Central Arkansas. And Central Arkansas also got up to a fairly high level, but that has been on the decline in recent days in Central. You look at the red, which is Southeast Arkansas, and Southeast Arkansas has been fairly steady. You look at the blue, which is Northeast, and the blue is fairly level. And then you, what's left? It's the, pardon? Green? Which is Southwest. Yeah, the green is the Southwest, and you can see that is the one that had the upswing. And of course, in the Southwest, you did have the correctional facilities that accounts for some significant part of that increase. And so when you break it down by region, you can see the progress that has been made, even though we have some that we're very definitely watching, and we've got a lot more work to do. And I think the Dr. Smith had some more comments on that. I'm going to leave that up there for him and ask him to come make his comments, please.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith. You're listening to KYR 89.1.
Thank you, Governor. I'll give a few more details on the numbers, and I'd like to talk a little bit about this graph and then a little bit more about testing as well. As the Governor mentioned, we did have 794 new cases since yesterday. Of those, 33 were indicated as being in correctional facilities, 761 in the community. That brings our total to 29,733. Of those, 6,558 are active cases. 130 of those are in a nursing home, 971 are in a correctional facility, and 5,457 are active cases in the community. We have had, since yesterday, a net increase of 6 in our currently hospitalized, bringing our current hospitalized to 445. We have had an increase of 2 on a ventilator, bringing our total on a ventilator to 91. And we've had, unfortunately, 8 additional deaths, bringing our total to 331 deaths from COVID-19. From yesterday, we've had 738 recover. So our total recovered in the state is 22,844. On this graph, which shows basically the case counts broken down by region, as the governor has mentioned, we've had a convincing downward trend in the Northwest, which is where our greatest burden of cases has been the past month or so. Central region, I am encouraged by. We were seeing a pretty heavy increase in central region, and over the last week or so, we've seen a downward trend, but with over 100 cases just in the last 24 hours in Pulaski County, I'm still concerned. We will give a more detailed breakdown of the counties within the central region tomorrow, but I much prefer to see this than something like what we saw in Northwest. So those in the central region, particularly in Pulaski County, keep up the effort. Physical distancing, wearing masks, avoiding large congregate settings as much as possible. As the governor has pointed out, our real growth area has been in the Southwest, and those have been primarily the cases in the correctional facility in Malvern. Down at the bottom, the governor didn't mention that, but we also track the unknowns, those cases where we've not been able to assign them to a county. Now, that tends to be higher at the end because we don't always get that county information when we get the result. We've got to make those contacts and get that information in. But you can see the proportion is pretty small. So that's not affecting any of the directions of our curves. Although if we knew the county for every one of those, then one or more of these other regional graphs would be higher than it is, but not by very much. I wanted to conclude my remarks by just talking about the progress that we've made with testing and just a little bit about what we have planned. I want to thank the leadership of Dr. Glenn Baker, who retired at the end of last month, and then especially the leadership of Dr. Katie Seeley, who has taken over leadership of the Arkansas Department of Health Public Health Lab. The 1,832 individuals that we tested in the public health lab yesterday is an all-time high for the public health lab. It is also more than we tested in the entire month. Each of those days, we've tested more than we tested in the entire month of March. So we've made tremendous progress, but we will continue to make progress because we are still having some individuals have to wait far too long to get their test results. And I know that the commercial labs have some constraints. Our hospitals are having struggles getting reagents, so they're not able to test everyone that they might want to test. So we're going to try and increase our capacity at the public health lab as much as possible. In fact, we have plans to basically double our capacity, bringing on hopefully 2 additional high throughput instruments so that we can help take up some of the slack, bring those turnaround times down so that people can get their test results quickly so that we can take action right away. And again, my thanks to all those in the public health lab and the other labs who are working so hard to serve the people of Arkansas. With that, I'll turn it back over to the governor.
Just a couple final comments to expand on what Dr. Smith was saying. They're acquiring a 4th Perkins and Elkins testing equipment. This will help expand their capacity. I am very pleased with their leadership that recognizes the need that we want to be able to do more within the state of Arkansas. The second thing I'd make a comment on is that part of our effort is social distancing and face coverings. We're strengthening the enforcement side of of our monitoring. We're trying to streamline that to make sure that the businesses that are inspected that have not been in compliance, to make sure that they get the message and that they correct the behavior. An example of what the Department of Health is facing, they have 1,000 complaints that are pending that have to be reviewed. And so there's a lot of work in that, a lot of process. You want to treat businesses fairly, but you also want them to take the public health guidelines very seriously. And finally, if you go to the last slide on the ordinances, I want to thank, of course, Fayetteville and Little Rock have a modified version of the ordinance, but we've seen six different cities adopt the model ordinance that we approved by executive order: Conway, Rogers, Hot Springs, North Little Rock, Helena, West Helena, and Tontytown. I know there's many other cities that are considering that. Some places will opt out, but I wanted to recognize those cities that did adopt that model ordinance that will help to make sure that the businesses have the support that they need in pushing the wearing of masks in their facilities. With that, we'll take any questions.
The graph that you said with the positivity rate, those numbers look pretty high compared to, you know, what they've been in the past. How much of that is due to like the prison cases, which I would imagine, you know, the prison outbreaks would increase the positivity rate, but how concerned are you by that, and what do you think is going on with the positivity rate?
Positivity rate is one of the key indicators I watch very closely, and whenever it gets between 5 and 7%, 5 to 10%, I watch it as it we want to be able to get it down from that level. 10% I've always cited as the CDC guidelines, that we want to keep it below that. And so those few days that it got higher than 10%, that's a concern to us. I'm going to let Dr. Smith comment on this, but part of it is that if you have a decrease in the commercial labs testing that comes in, they're the ones that have the lowest positivity rate. And so if that is reduced, then you're having a greater part of the equation, those that are coming from the public health lab, and the public health lab targets many at-risk populations, including comprehensive testing in correctional facilities, nursing homes, county jails, and so sometimes that will account for a higher positivity rate as well. Dr. Smith?
Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
Yes, I agree fully with the governor. When the positivity rate increases up around 5, especially over 10%, we get concerned that we may be missing cases, and that's why we watch that percent positivity rate. So that is why we're pushing to do more testing, to build our capacity at the public health lab, so that even if there's struggles in the commercial labs, we'll still be able to continue the volume of testing. Now, the reason why we're concerned about the positivity rate when it goes up high like that is the concern is that we may be missing cases, that we're not testing enough people, that these are the ones that we've tested, but there may be others out there who we're not testing. Now, when we're testing in a closed congregate setting, like a correctional facility or like a nursing home where we go and we test everyone, we may get very high positivity rates, but we're not really concerned that we're missing people because we've tested everyone in that facility. So it does require some interpretation. So when we have some of these high positivity days because we've tested everyone in a facility, that has a different meaning than if you're testing out in the community. Because if you've tested everyone, you don't need to worry that you've missed some out there.
Yes.
So how are we doing with contact tracers? Like, how many people have we added? Where are we at now compared to where we were a couple
of
years ago?
Can I have Stephanie come up? And Chief of Staff Stephanie Williams has been working on that and might be able to give an update on the specific numbers. The last report I had was there was some significant additions to it, but go ahead, Stephanie.
This is Stephanie Williams, Chief of Staff at the Health Department.
Thank you, Governor. We did add a second contact tracing vendor last week. The Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care was announced last Thursday. We anticipate that they'll start on July 20th, and they'll also be adding another 350 contact tracers. General Dynamics Information Technology is in process of hiring staff now, and they have initiated contact tracing activities. As of last Thursday, they had 83 staff already hired, and then they had another, I think, about 1,200 applicants. So lots of interest in becoming contact tracers. So they've started. We still have our staff at the department as well as the partner agencies that are doing tracing, but they're ramping up quickly.
And I should add that the second contract with General Dynamics, excuse me, the second contract with Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care needs to have an appropriation by the Arkansas General Assembly. The Legislative Council will meet next week to consider that appropriation. And so there are some steps before we can actually start implementing that contract.
How much more testing can the public health lab do? And do you guys need more resources to expand that in case the commercial lab situation just lags?
And Mike, you're right on point. That's the whole point of our discussion in the last couple of days is, as you see the strain on the commercial labs, we want to have the control of our own destiny. And to have more control over our destiny and our testing, we have to build that capacity within our Department of Health lab. And so that's why I've told Dr. Smith that he doesn't have a blank check because the legislature has to sign the check. But I do want to have proposals for expanding our own capacity. And that's not easy because you have to have a machine, you have to have reagents, you have to have laboratory space, you have to have personnel. And so all of that is currently being assessed and moving forward with that, subject to putting the exact precise figures as to what we will need to accomplish that. But that's in works.
If you're able to expand it, are you still going to have the same problems the commercial labs are having with getting the reagents and different things?
Well, I am. You know, I've been a little bit harsh on the timeline for getting reports back from the commercial labs, but they're a key part of the ingredient. As you can see, you know, they have, about tripled our testing capacity and the reliance that we have on our commercial labs. But because the whole nation depends upon them, there's a greater time lag, which renders so much of the testing almost ineffective and frustrating and costly. And so, you know, we believe that, you know, we're going to have more progress our commercial labs. I know the White House is pushing them to do more. I've encouraged them to do specific ways to help our commercial labs. So I think that that will improve over time, but we don't know what the future holds, and you just don't want to have our capacity solely tied to the commercial labs, and that's why we're trying to develop a more independent capability. Is there a question remotely?
Yes, Governor, good afternoon. It's Neil Gladner in Hot Springs, and this question really is for Dr. Smith. Along the lines of what you're talking about, as I recall last week, you showed a chart about when we were getting back test results on average. In April, it was, I think, 1.7 days. In the early days of July, it was at 2.5 days. Where is that now? And more effectively, Dr. Smith has talked about usable or actionable data. At what point, to the point you were making a moment ago, Governor, is that data no longer actionable?
I'm going to ask Dr. Smith to tackle that first.
And Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith again.
I don't have an update on our turnaround time for July at this point. I'll bring that tomorrow. Remember, though, there's always going to be, until the month is completed, there's always going to be tests out there that we don't know about because we haven't received the results. And those are going to extend that turnaround time. So our 2.5 as I acknowledged when I shared that last week, is certainly not, it's a minimum, not a maximum. But we know we need to work to improve the turnaround times, but there's always going to be tests out there that we haven't gotten the results back yet on. Now, your other question about how long, you know, is it no longer actionable? Well, the short answer, it really depends on the setting. Obviously, the quicker you get those results back, the more actionable they are. Even if you get it back, you know, beyond the period of time that someone would be in isolation or quarantine, that is still useful information, because then you have that information for contact tracing and understanding where the next wave of infection might be.
Next question.
Dr. Smith, this is Mike McNeil at MagnoliaReporter.com. I understand some South Arkansas residents are being tested for COVID at Louisiana clinics because local physicians can get the results faster. Would it in fact speed up testing if Arkansas residents in border counties got tested in neighboring states? And if so, would those test results be counted as Arkansas results, or in our case, Louisiana results?
I know the answer to that question. No, go ahead.
If they're Arkansas residents, they'll be counted as Arkansas cases, and we will get those results. It's required by our reportable disease rules. Everyone is using the same commercial labs, basically. Now, if a particular clinic has their own machine and they've got reagents for it, they may be able to provide faster results until they run out of reagents. But I don't think the answer is really just going across the border, because in some cases, you know, our facilities may be getting results back faster than some of the facilities outside of our state. So I think the solution really is for us to build our capacity as a nation, but also as a state.
Next question.
Governor Hutchinson, this is Emma Claybrook with 4029 News. Politico is reporting on the CDC's assessment of Arkansas's handling of COVID-19. Politico says the report alleges that people in Arkansas, especially in the minority communities, are confused and misinformed about COVID-19. Politico is also reporting that the CDC says people are working while they are sick and while they're waiting for COVID-19 test results. Have you seen the CDC's report? And if you have, what is your response to what the report says?
I have seen the CDC report. And I know that the Department of Health worked very closely with the CDC side by side as they did their work and wrote their conclusions. And I know that Dr. Smith and his team have a working group to respond to the recommendations that were made by the CDC. You know, in terms of the Politico story, it was a little bit misleading, implying that the CDC made some of these findings. And in fact, they're really a focus group of some of the minority community, and the focus group said that the community expressed confusion caused by inconsistent messages from authorities, changing guidance, and the reopening of the state. And so, this is feedback from the community, and I think that's very important to hear. It emphasizes the importance of the consistency of the message. But whenever you have language barriers, that's an additional challenge to overcome. So we take that very seriously, and I know we'll be working on that. Dr. Smith?
Health Secretary Nate Smith again.
Yes, I agree with the governor. He gave the quote. It was from a focus group. And the message that we've given has been consistent and coherent. But these are unusual times. Our situation is rapidly changing, and it's understandable that that's confusing. Quite honestly, if you take a day off around here, you come back, it seems like it's a completely different world. So I'm very sympathetic to how communities may be confused by some of the things they're hearing, not just from authorities, but from people within their own community who are authorities in those communities. And so we want to continue to emphasize consistent messaging, make it culturally and linguistically appropriate, and You know, this is just telling us that we need to continue doing the work that we already know we need to do. And we're glad that the CDC was able to actually get down and talk to members of the community and confirm our impressions that we need more linguistically and culturally appropriate messaging.
Yes, right at the table, please.
Governor, you mentioned there being 1,000 pending complaints. Do you know how many complaints so far that have been worked through from the Department of Health?
Does Stephanie? So there's the answer. The answer is we don't know the specific number that have been vetted through the system. I did talk to our ABC enforcement officers, just getting a summary from them as to their enforcement efforts over the weekend. They have written citations to specific restaurants or bars that have been in violation of the public health guidance. They've issued warnings to others, and that's separate really from the complaints to the public health department. And the 1,000 that I referred to, obviously some of those will not be actionable. Some might not have merit, and so you've got to sort through all of those, and that's will take some time to do that.
What the common complaints have been or common violations have been in those complaints?
Well, I can speak from what the ABC enforcement folks have told me, which is that, you know, someone will wear a mask going in to a restaurant or bar, and then they will drift and start going from table to table, and the management does not do anything about that. And so that's would be a violation because they're supposed to comply with the public health guidance of wearing a mask when you're not eating or being served at your table. You know, there's not maintaining the social distancing in a bar atmosphere, and so those are the types of violations that they referenced. In most of the instances, they're resolved by talking to the management. They do corrections of that. We can follow up with additional inspections. Stephanie, do you have anything else to add to that?
No, sir.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, one from remotely from Ozarks at Large. I just have a question regarding that CDC report. I'm wondering why the CDC's scope of their mission was limited to community and they didn't go into the poultry plants at all. Given that their findings show that community cases started out slow and then exploded when they got into the poultry plants. So I'm just wondering why they didn't go into those places.
I can answer that, but you, Dr. Smith can elaborate if he has more specifics, but the CDC was asked to come in because we had a challenge there in Northwest Arkansas. And they really defined their own mission to a large extent. The challenge that we faced was the barriers culturally with the minority community, that while we had a lot of safety measures happening in the poultry plant, they were not necessarily followed beyond that. And that's where the spread was occurring. We can monitor the spread that was happening in the poultry plant much easier than what's happening in the community. So we asked them to do a deep dive, and they spent, we thought they were going to spend 3 or 4 days here, and they wound up spending a couple weeks here. So it was a very comprehensive dive that they took, and we're very grateful for it. Go ahead, Dr. Smith.
Health Secretary Nate Smith.
Just add to that in terms of federal responsibilities and jurisdiction, usually work sites are under OSHA, and then certain types of poultry processing activities are under USDA. So there are some areas of usually when CDC is involved, for example, in an outbreak investigation, they will partner with their sister agencies so that they're focusing on the areas where they have jurisdiction. I believe that probably was part of their decision to focus on the community. And I know they also did communicate with OSHA during the time they were here.
With that, thank you very much. And tomorrow we'll be in Conway, Faulkner County, for our daily update, and looking forward to visiting with the community leaders there. Thank you very much.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KYR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a brief rundown of what we heard in today's briefing. The state saw 794 new coronavirus cases. I believe that is either the third or fourth largest single-day increase that we've seen since the pandemic began here in Arkansas. Again, 794 new cases for a total of 29,733 Arkansans who have ever tested positive. We saw an additional 6 hospitalizations due to COVID-19 for a total of 445, and an additional 8 deaths from the disease for a total of 331 as well. And as of today, we have 6,558 active cases of COVID-19 here in the state. That includes 971 inmates of correctional facilities and 130 residents of nursing homes in the state. Pulaski County, again, we saw had the highest increase in new cases, 111 coming from here in central Arkansas, 68 new cases from Washington County, 52 from Sebastian County, 41 from Pope County, 37 from Johnson County, and 36 from Benton County. We heard today Governor Hutchinson and Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith spending much of their briefing today focusing on testing, essentially the delays in testing that have been caused by essentially a shortage of testing supplies and also a over-reliance on just 6 different commercial labs, essentially, that are being used by all of the states across the country. We heard Health Secretary Smith say that yesterday the Department of Health's Public Health Lab had its highest ever testing load yesterday, and that he is seeking to double the testing capacity at their public health lab within the near future. We also heard that Governor Hutchinson talking a bit about streamlining the complaint process, essentially, for businesses who are accused, essentially, of not complying with public health guidelines, saying that as of now, the Department of Health has about 1,000 complaints, rather, lodged against businesses, 1,000 complaints, essentially a backlog that they are working through to investigate those and possibly close those down if they are found to be non-compliant. And last but not least, we heard an update on contact tracing. We heard recently that the state had contracted with General Dynamics, defense contractor, to hire in another 350 people to do contact tracing in the state to essentially reach out to the people who may have had contact with people who have tested positive for COVID-19. We heard that the state has tentatively signed another contract for contact tracing with the Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care that is ideally set to begin on July 20th, another 350 people doing contact tracing. But we heard the governor saying that the legislature has to appropriate funds for that. They'll be meeting next week to discuss that. Again, you've been listening to the governor's daily briefing on the coronavirus in Arkansas. This is 89.1 KYR Little Rock. 794 new coronavirus cases today for a total of 29,733. An additional 6 hospitalizations for a total of 445 currently hospitalized with COVID-19. And an additional 8 deaths for a total of 331 Arkansans who have died from that disease. Thanks for listening. This is KYR News.